Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Got to be a badass if you walk out to Iron Man. Only one man I know can get that done. It's our friend Mr. Neil Greenberg from the Washington Post, everybody's analytics man. Hello, Greenberg. We saw a not score reflective thumping last night. What did you make of Caps Canes game one?
Well, Carolina's doing what it's done pretty much for the whole year, which was control the offensive zone when they're in it. They pepper a lot of shots on net. They're a very analytically driven organization. I've known their GM, Eric Tulsky, since he was a blogger in his mom's basement for over a decade now. This is a team that is going to take advantage of their roster. It's going to take advantage of their line matchups, and it's going to tilt the ice in their favor. And we saw that last night starting in the first period, even though, you know, there were no goals scored. Washington was still outshot 12-5. I think that this is a tough matchup for Washington because this is a team that just loves to dominate the puck in the offensive zone.
Them, like you said, they peppered a net. That's all by plan, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, their whole thing is to their roster's built to take advantage of the times when they have to puck. They're very good at controlling the entry across the blue line. They're very good at getting it to their players in the right spots. And they led the league in offensive zone time this season. They're really good in the high danger areas, both on the power play and during even strength. And I think we saw last night their penalty kill is really good. So I think this is just a well-rounded team. And I know a lot of people were wondering why Carolina was favored in this matchup. Well, you know, this is why. I mean, they're not like a huge favorite. It was like a 55-45 split. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you can see that they are a really good hockey team that needs to be taken seriously.
Clearly, they're a good team. And mm-hmm. I think we all kind of knew that just from the regular season games. You know, technically they split. One of the Caps wins was a shootout win, but it was also kind of clear. I mean, that five, there's a million factors because the Caps played Carolina twice off back-to-backs, and it wasn't always LT in goal. But Greenberg, recognizing Carolina's good and the kind of the contrast of styles might be difficult for Washington, I also think the Caps just played bad and could be way better. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, look, we're in the playoffs. You need to have your best games. I mean, you're not playing the Bostons and Chicagos of the world anymore. You're playing really good teams. You're playing cup-caliber teams in the second round, and you absolutely need to minimize the mistakes. So, Washington's a really good team. And this isn't to say that they can't win this series, but, you know, I thought that the 2-1 score really wasn't reflective. This could have easily been like 4-1, right? I mean, this is something that Washington is going to need to correct and make sure that they're much tighter defensively. Because, as I said, I mean, Carolina will make you pay if you let them keep the puck in the offensive zone for a long period of time.
I tend to agree with what you're saying right there, because I believe if Logan Thompson wasn't in net, they would have 4 or 5 goals.
8-1.
He was unbelievable early on, and you watch them, their goalie's sitting there not being stressed at all. And I've right. always felt that the team playing better, you know, defensively can help out the goalie, and they have to get better.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, this is it's an interesting situation. The expected goal, so based on the shots that were taken, where they were taken, whether or not they were on the power play or at even strength, et cetera, score should have been like 4-2, maybe 5-3. So, you know, Carolina didn't score as much as they probably should. And if you play that game again, you know, they're going to have a hard time. But even if you look at just like the scoring chances, I mean, you know, Carolina was all over the place on the, up front in the net. And, you know, Logan Thomas absolutely needed, you know, every ounce of those 30 some odd saves. But again, I mean, Washington's also got to make sure that their chances count as well. Because I don't think, you know, there's not going to be too many of these 2-1 games. I think Carolina's going to start running up the score a little bit.
Mm. Yeah, man. Talking with our friend Neil Greenberg here from the Washington Post. You can give him a follow at @ngreenberg on Twitter and Instagram. Greenberg joins us from the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable HVAC products in the DMV. I don't want to sound like monotone on this. Do you feel like the Caps can turn this thing around?
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. I mean, they're a very good coach team. They have a lot of good players, starting with Alex Ovechkin on down. You know, the Caps can score in bunches too. I mean, if game two is, you know, 7-2 in Washington's favor, I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, that's really out of the ordinary. I mean, this is what this team is capable of. They lose in overtime, which is tough. But, you know, it wasn't like they got blown out. They did get blown out in some of the underlying metrics. But, look, Carberry's a good coach. He's going to see what's going on. He's going to make adjustments. Both coaches are going to make adjustments. He's got, you know, he's going to be home again, so he gets the benefit of last change to put his players in the best possible position to succeed. So I think it's going to be fine. I wouldn't sound any alarm bells yet. I will say the team that wins the first game in the 7-game series wins about 68% of the time, so it's definitely not, you know, the best possible spot. But, you know, as I said, Washington's a well-coached team, a lot of players that can do the right things. There's no reason to panic yet. They weren't going to sweep them.
In other sports, we look at the referees, we know the crews. I don't know all the referees in hockey. But I know that those referees missed a lot of damn calls against Carolina last night.
They do. It's a very fast sport. But there's a lot of calls that are missed.
Last night it was like 3 or 4 trips. Carolina, Washington, and they called none of them.
And there's some analytics stuff out there that shows that the referees try to even out the power plays, and they do have a bias in that sense. So yeah, I mean, you're going to find, you'll be able to find fault with with the referees. I will tell you one thing.
That
you
number could 74 probably, last night, I wanted to jump across the glass and whoop his ass.
Well, I would almost guarantee our pal Alan May was right there with you, because he is a big, proponent of referee, slander, not slander, maybe just
referee screwing the game
criticism.
Up.
So
just let him know.
Yeah.
I got to watch the first period with Alan. Well, like, kind of Alan adjacent. Like, he was there and I was there, but he didn't care that I was there, if that makes sense. He was very, very
I've been
much
there, yeah.
In.
I've done some shows with him. He's definitely watching a different game in his own spot.
Right. Now, I was also with Brent Johnson, and Johnny and I were talking throughout. Alan very locked in, not pleased. He was not
yeah,
a pleased
no,
person.
I heard it from here. Yeah, I've done those. Brent's a chatter, and then he'll chat with Alan about stuff that I never saw because they watch a different game.
We're not privy to that.
And then a lot of yelling from Alan, who I love, by the way.
Yeah, that's my dog right there.
Yeah, Mayday's good people. I think it's going to be quite interesting going forward with this thing. I did think, and I asked Wilson about this afterwards in the dressing room, and he took the high road, I think probably because he doesn't want to get fined. I did think the call in the third period to give Carolina a power play that they ended up not scoring on was pretty weak. I think the dude just dropped a stick to make it look like a way worse slash.
The high stick?
Yeah. What was the power play in the third period?
That was on Ovi, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Oh, the slashing.
I'm talking about the slashing. Yeah.
Yeah. Early in the third period, yeah.
Early in the third period, yeah. I thought that. I think
that was straight stankola BS.
Well, you weren't alone, I'm sure.
Yeah. Give me one key. This is perhaps stupid and oversimplification, Greenberg. But I thought when Ovi scored early in game five, it just set the tone for the Caps to kind of run away with that thing and feel comfortable. And when they got nothing on that early power play, I know they got the one look, but I feel like they got to, especially now down 0-1 with at home, they need early success against this Hurricanes team on Thursday night.
Yeah, I mean, they need to get that, they need to get that top line going for sure. And, when you're looking at what Carolina likes to do, spend a lot of time in the offensive zone, if you have a one or two goal lead, you're able to play a little bit tighter defensively and just do a little bit more to pressure the puck because you have that cushion. You take that away and Carolina becomes kind of like a freewheeling skating team. It makes it much more difficult. So, absolutely. And this is across all the NHL, right? The team that score first generally is in a much better position because it does change the complexity of the game in terms of how you're deploying players and how you're deploying them on the ice.
When you look at the game last night, I think three early, two Tom Wilson just lost the puck. And then Leonard, later, he had a breakaway, and he never got a shot off without anybody really in his way.
Yeah, you need – look, we've said this before, right, and it's a cliche, but it's a cliche because it's true. Like, you need your best players to be your best players, especially in the playoffs, because the room for error is so much smaller. Mm-hmm. They're going to need their big guys to – we're going to have to be talking a lot about – Ovechkin and Strome and Protas and Wilson and McMichael, to the good stuff, right? Because that's really what they need to come out for, a 5-1 victory and everyone can kind of breathe a sigh of relief and not be so worried.
Talking with our friend Neil Greenberg here from the Washington Post, I am going to perhaps jam in a little bit of football conversation here. I follow you on Twitter. I always find it interesting. At N Greenberg, and Greenberg joins us via the Rude guest hotline. If it ain't rude, it ain't right. Speaking of not being right, the Steelers are really good at drafting wide receivers that perform well in Pittsburgh and not other places. you put this chart together, and I'm going to ask your permission now if I can screenshot that and tweet it out, and I will credit you. I think that will be better than me retweeting it. I think that'll get more eyeballs on it. But basically, you looked at the success rate for a lot of Steelers receivers that then went elsewhere, and it's overwhelmingly bad when they go elsewhere. 3 out of 5, quite bad. And you didn't even include Antonio Brown, which would be like its own subcategory. I asked that by saying, what do you make of this George Pickens trade?
Yeah, I think that it's an interesting one. I think this is caveat emptor. It reminds me of when Philadelphia traded their franchise quarterback Donovan McNabb to an in-division rival, and it's like, okay, this never happens. Like, why are you doing this? Like, what's what's the real story? That ended up not working out. And we've seen kind of the same situation. I mean, it's, you know, give credit to Mike Tomlin for being able to put people in the right position to succeed and also knowing when to cut bait. And, you know, we've seen, you know, whenever you've seen this type of trend in the past, you at least have to take, you know, a moment and say, okay, like, what is there, you know, there's got to be something wrong, right? Because you don't, the NFL's whole purpose is to accumulate good talent, right? Not get rid of good talent.
Yep.
So the fact that they're letting him go is, says a lot. I think it's interesting for Dallas. I mean, CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens is a pretty good duo to have. And I'm not really sure what the Steelers are doing now. But I don't think it's going to make a difference. I don't think Dallas is going to be competitive in the division. I think it's clearly Philadelphia 1, Washington 2. You know, I think this is more of like a Jerry Jones move, like, look at me, I'm making stuff happen, than it is improving the football team move.
I basically said it's what Washington used to do.
That's right. That's absolutely right.
We've changed, and I'm like, you know what? Let them have that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. You want to take the chance. Everyone thinks that they can change them, right? Everyone thinks that they can fix the player that's probably broken. If Jerry Jones wants to do it, you know, no one's going to stop him because that's his decision. But, again, I think this is more a – maybe ego is not the right word, but more of a ego trade than it is an actual improve the football team trade.
I tend to agree with you. Now, I'm going to ask one other question that might have me a little bit nervous.
Oh, boy.
If a road team wins game one in the Stanley Cup playoffs, what is the percentage they win the series?
It's probably pretty good. I know it's 68% overall, so it's got to be at least close to that. You know, it's going to be pretty large.
You don't need to hear anything else if it's 68%.
Yeah, but 68%, and a lot of that is probably home teams.
That's home team?
No,
that's all teams.
Yeah, the team that wins. Yeah, so it's going to be probably much higher. Let me see if I can find it real quick. Let's see, we have it here, NHL. No, I can't find it anywhere.
Whatever, you can find it on your
here
own.
Here it is. So it's 60%.
Oh, it went down.
All right, so that 60% doesn't change everything.
To do it. So they were 55% before. Again, you know, we weren't going to see a sweep in all likelihood. So, you know, they took the first one on the road. They weren't going to be swept. You know, it probably is going to be a little bit of a series. I wouldn't panic just yet.
Okay, good. Last, and this can be super quick. The Pacers are up 2-0 on Cleveland. You think they knocked them out?
Surprise.
Yeah.
I mean, the road teams in general are doing well. They all won last night, I think, for the first time. Well, they all won in this round so far. And against the spread, they're like on a 9-1 streak. I think that this is what the NBA wanted. I mean, in terms of parity, I mean, the good teams are good, and you know, these records that we see are largely because you have the Utahs and Washingtons in the mix. You know, you take those out, and you're looking at just, you know, the top couple teams in the NBA. They're probably a lot closer than their record suggests. Am I surprised? Yeah. But, you know, I think this is the NBA is a different type of environment now, which allows a team like Indianapolis to make some hay.
Well, I mean, it's injuries on Cleveland as well that you know, I don't think Mitch
will do it by himself.
Yeah.
All right. Absolutely. Greenberg, we got to run, brother. We got a hard out with this Nats game coming. Thank you, buddy.
Love you. Talk to you soon.
All right, brother. Take care.
That's our guy, Neil Greenberg from The Washington Post. Give him a follow, at N Greenberg.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Short show today. Nats baseball coming up in just moments, man. Hopefully folks are heading out to the park. It's a beautiful day, and it's been nothing but rain and weirdness for a few days. So
yep.
Hopefully everybody enjoys it. What do you got cooking on a short show day, B?
I got to go to the Ashburn for quick meeting, and then come back and meet Bees. We go and ride.
Oh, cool, man. Yeah. I was with Bees last night, and he didn't think he was going to the game, and then last minute he ended up going to the game, and he's been trying to train for the game, and then he had a couple of beers, and I was like, you're all over the place, dude.
Dude, yeah. You know how it is.
Yeah. I tell people, when I have to work a game, and then I have to work post-game, obviously I don't drink. And when I run into people and it's, like, clear that I don't have beers, like, just fans of the program, whatever, like, Drew was there, our boy Scarence Terrence was there, they all look at me sideways when when I'm not boozing at a ball game.
You look like you've been boozing anyway, though.
No, I didn't.
You just have that look.
No, I didn't. You're
I didn't say you did. I say you look. That's an everyday thing.
That's my it's my joy to vive. I had some serious grown-up stuff to do because we don't get a lot of daytimes to ourselves just with the nature of the show from 10 to 2. I got to go to Orsman Fairfax Toyota, pick up Lauren's car, and then the dentist, and then pick up the kids. Pray for me, B.
Hey, man. That's your job.
Let's make some bets. I did call a Protus goal last night, but they did not win.
I got the Florida Panthers.
Okay. I don't hate that, Jeffrey.
Maple Leafs.
Ooh, heads up in the aquarium. Landini?
I'm taking the over in the Nats-Guardians game.
I like that.
What is the over?
9.
Yeah, they expect them to score a lot of points, huh?
Yeah, it seems like a lot of runs. I said it the other night. I'm taking the Celtics tonight. They missed 45 threes. They're not doing it again.
All right, I'm going to take the Knicks. Well, plus 10 and a half.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Thank you to John Walton for joining the program. Thank you to Neil Greenberg for joining the program. Nats baseball is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.